This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Have you ever tried freezing one?
Charleston chew frozen.
Why do I want to freeze the Charleston chew?
But why do I want to freeze my chocolate pop? Then I got to eat it like a. Then I got to eat it like what are the things you suck that you get from
lollipop?
Yeah, then you got to eat it like a lollipop while the freeze pops.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That's the thing about the parlay, man. The parlay is such a crazy. She is a crazy bitch. I had Mike Evans to score a touchdown and get 50 yards. He scores a touchdown, and next thing you know, he pulls his hamstring. There goes my parlay.
I know.
That bitch is like, I'm gone.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
This might be the greatest slutty Halloween in centuries because of the weather.
For college kids in the city, this is a good one.
Why college kids? Why not us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Why not us? You are
right. Right. Why not?
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny.
Please. I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I don't know how the vape works. I'm just constantly amazed by it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you put it in your mouth and you suck it in and blow it out.
That's how Courtney would have explained it, yes.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Let's get right to this. Happy Halloween. Right off the jump, Curtis, I'm not dressed up and I'm okay with it. I had an ongoing back and forth with Lindsay and we chose a couple's costume. She doesn't want me to reveal the couple's costume until the party tonight. So I'm not in costume this morning. My apologies to everybody because everybody else dressed up.
Well, the text line believes that you're dressed up as a rich white guy.
That does play.
Actually, I enjoyed in the Twitch chat, somebody said I was dressed as most will be this Halloween as slutty Greg. So I'm in. But Courtney, well, here comes Wiggy. Wiggy's reveal happening right now.
If you're not watching, I do not like it.
You know,
I do not like that at all.
If you're not watching the show on Twitch, this would be one that you should, or on YouTube. That's a pretty good costume, Wiggs. Good morning.
Oh my God.
Good morning, Curtis. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, whoa, it's not hi, Curtis.
I hate that.
Okay. What? Okay. So he's too into the dancing around in the costume.
Wiggy's love of Halloween warms my soul.
And he brought a hammer in, right. as if to drive the point home that he's going to murder somebody before the program ends this morning.
No, Greg, he's doing what LB would do. He showed up hammered.
Now, the suit is not zipped in the back. Right. I do want to note that.
It's like a hospital gurney? He couldn't. He probably couldn't get the zipper up. I understand that. All right, let me go over. Shine, we'll start with you. What are you dressed as this morning?
Well, Greg, I'm something's up in the ocean.
Oh, you are. There is something up in the ocean.
Very good, Shine.
Okay, looks like a little, some kind of a shark costume or something.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Excellent. Well done. I'm going to give that a, well, because it plays into something that was said on this program, I'm going to give that a B+. Curtis, good morning.
Curtis sucks. I love Mego. We need more Celtics Wednesdays.
What are you this morning, Curtis?
I am your boss in name only.
Are you?
Yeah, at least we don't have to hear that idiot Curtis drone on about cars in the fast lane.
Are you dressed as the lifeguard, our bland manager, Ken Laird?
Yes, otherwise known as this station's fall guy in a couple of years.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Fantastic. Did you repurpose the Mac Island life preserver?
Sure did. I don't know if you know this, Greg. Big recycler here.
Okay. All right. Curtis, I'm giving that. I have to give that also a B+ because of the Ken Laird influence. All right. Now, Courtney, you appear to have killed it. In fact, killed it so much that you were a little bit late for work this morning.
I was a little bit late. I am Elphaba from The Wizard of Oz, Wicked Witch of the West, but also Wicked. And I was late because I didn't realize how long the green would take.
Yeah,
but buildable makeup.
I'm telling you, you went the extra mile for it. So I, for one, appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Remind me about Wicked. That's a movie or a...
Movie like, coming out November 22nd. Okay. It's on Broadway, though.
That's one of your all-time favorite movies or Broadway shows.
Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie, okay. But Wicked is my favorite Broadway show I've ever seen. And I hate Wiggy. Like, I truly, when I was putting this green on my face, knowing that I was going to break out for the rest of the remainder of the week, I was cursing his name. And now looking at him.
Yeah.
I'm
going to have to give you an A- because of the effort involved in getting ready.
Thank you.
And also, this is my issue, is that, yes, so I couldn't do the couple's costume because we're saving that for tonight.
Works for me, Greg.
So then, are you going to be speaking as Ken during the entire program?
Until I run out of things that make him uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, when you say works for me, Greg, what does that mean?
Whatever you want.
Anything I want.
You
want
to show up at 7, kick Curtis out, Bob's your uncle.
I really appreciate that. I love having an understanding boss who understands sometimes what is important to his employees.
Great point.
But so then I was going to try to half-ass another costume, but I couldn't. I don't have the things to make it or anything like that. So that's my sad excuse. All right, on to Wiggy, who loves Halloween, and I guess in character cannot say anything. Is that correct? Okay. You are a mime, or what? Does anyone know what Wiggy is?
Yes, I know exactly what Wiggy is.
What is Wiggy?
Wiggy is the villain from the movie Terrorizer.
Oh. Has anyone seen that film?
No.
It is, as the kids would call it, Greg, like horror porn. Not like horror porn,
what?
But like... Yeah, like, you know, like the Saw movies, where it's just like...
Yeah, Moe's and I see Saw all the time.
Gore to be gory. Yeah. This is in the similar vein.
Actually, horror porn is what happened to the Celtics in overtime last night, if I could define it that way. So I have not seen this film. Has anybody listening or watching the show on Twitch or YouTube seen Terrorizer? You've seen the entire film, Shime, or you just know who the character is
from Reddit? I just know of the film.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is he able to talk in the mask? Like, no. Is he a mime? Is the villain a mime?
I apologize. Terrifier, not Terrorizer. My bad.
Terrifier.
Okay.
See, I have an irrational fear of mimes. So this, for me, is one of my irrational fears realized.
Wiggy kind of looks like Freaky Martian.
He does have an extended nose, yes.
And I hate the teeth.
You don't like that?
No, yeah. Is it blood on the teeth?
Yeah, there's blood on the teeth. Yeah, well,
I think it's the dancing that is the most, like...
It's Courtney's face.
Is it giving you the ick?
No, it's literally giving me the, like, the chills.
Well, this is
nightmare
also...
fuel.
Unsettling.
I will tell you this. If things are going well... During the cocktails, what was Wiggy's podcast called? Cocktails with couples.
Couples with
if
cocktails.
Things are going well towards the end of it, he puts his costume on. he's giving me a round of applause on that one.
Wiggy, right. Did you get my email saying you can't do anything yesterday? Okay, good.
Let's see in the Twitch chat. A suggestion that I look like the Jehovah's Witness kid at school. I don't know. Is that appropriate? Is it too soon on that?
If it's what you're going for, works for me.
All right. Well, fantastic. Happy Halloween, everybody. Will you be talking at all during the program? Yes. Okay. Thumbs up. All right. At some point, Wiggy will join us.
Doing hand motions, not great for a radio show. But
it really
yes, on Twitch, Wiggy, you are correct. Yep. I'm driving in this morning and I get to the final light and when I got in my car, I said, this would be the day that I get pulled over. And I get to the final light and a car pulls up next to me and there's two men driving to work.
Were they short kings? Or
no,
average size. Okay.
I'm sure average size, yeah. If not above average. Uh-huh. And they looked over, both started laughing. So I said, well, this is, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Listen, it could have been a different reaction.
Yes.
I'm glad that's the one that you got.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's Halloween. Are we all Halloween rejoins this morning on the show? Sharky?
I'm sorry.
Are we all Halloween rejoins this morning?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You can send them to me via DMs on Twitch. You can at me there. Instagram is ShimeTime12.
Shime's rejoins suck.
Thanks, Ken. Go enjoy some Rush.
Uh-huh. This is Freddie from Eastie. Good morning, Freddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Wiggs is Adam the Clown from Terrifier.
That's
the name of the cat.
Adam the Clown?
Is
Adam?
It Art the Clown?
What is it?
Art the Clown. Art the Clown.
Okay. Art the Clown. So just to be
from
clear.
Terrifier. It's a really good movie.
Just to be clear, you're very much into the terror porn.
I just think, well, Terrifier is, it's not really porn, but he's very funny in the movie. Because he doesn't talk. He does, like, facial expressions. It's
okay.
Really funny.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. That's probably good for the first 10 to 15 minutes, but I don't know. I like a little dialogue in a film. Curtis, I don't know about you.
Yeah, not my genre, but You know, but I have to give Wiggy credit. I honestly, Greg, this is the longest I've been in the presence of Wiggy without hearing his voice by a wide margin.
Oh, my God. That is so scary. Wow. I actually think Wiggy looks scarier than the actual character right now, but...
I mean, it is spot on. I'll tell you, if you see Art the Clown in on Twitch right now or YouTube and you're watching the show, then you know. If you're driving in your car, not so much. But
Wiggy's also huge too. So when he stands up, like I literally feel like I could die at any moment.
Yeah. Yes. And when he's prancing around, that is really what's going to be in my nightmares. Oh.
Yeah. He's Art the Clown who's let himself go a little bit. That's what he is. Hey. You know what I mean? The tiny hat. Art? Yeah, it's the tiny hat. You know what they say, small hat? You know what they say. All right, well, happy Halloween, everybody. I think Wiggy will be speaking at some point on this morning show, most likely when we get to our leads coming up soon. And I talked briefly about it, but Celtics will not be going. 82-0 is not on the table, Curtis.
Sad.
I think that's our fault.
You think so?
Because we sat in an imaging meeting and discussed how we should have fun with it going forward, and then boom, they lost.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
I mean, I feel like the Pacers wanted it more last night, which is understandable based on getting bounced by the Celtics in the playoffs. It looks like Art the Clown is nodding yes.
For those who can't see Art the Clown.
But they gave it 100. The Pacers gave it 110%, and the Celtics still took them to overtime with a little less gas.
No, that was a huge comeback. They went 14-2, basically, in the last 4 minutes of that game. So they
could have won in overtime. Like, Tatum and Brown both missed free throws. Like, that's 3 points they left on the board, which was the difference in that game.
Tatum missed that would have been a go-ahead three.
Yep.
And then not to criticize Joe Mazzulla, who Iggy says is the best in the NBA, but that was clearly a designed play with 6 seconds left on the inbound, correct, in overtime?
Yeah, because I don't think they wanted to get fouled, so I think they wanted to get the shot off right away.
But call me crazy, but you're designing that play for Jaylen Brown. You have Peyton Pritchard out on the floor. I might have, if I were Joe Mazzulla, gone to Peyton Pritchard over Jaylen Brown on that final shot in that basketball game in overtime last night.
I don't necessarily disagree, but then again, when you go back to the Pacers series last year, who hit that corner three to help the Celtics win the game in the playoffs? JB did.
Yes,
he did.
But he was not shooting his normal high percentage of shots last night. In fact, he was missing an awful lot of them last night.
I blame Brady. He sucks.
Thank you, Ken.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, Celtics will not be going undefeated this season, in case you thought you were somebody who thought that they were. We have a lot to get to on the show on Halloween this morning, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, in a half an hour at 6:45. They said it at 7. And we will definitely go over what Joe Mazzulla said about a lack of energy from his Celtics team and that loss last night, among other things, during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show. And news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And why one vacationing couple in Georgia is in trouble for the location they chose to rekindle their intimacy. And Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday coming up at 9 on today's show. But right now, what's her name?
Elphaba.
Elphaba from Wicked.
Yep.
Which is making Art the Clown very happy.
We're kind of a villain show. I mean, she's not the villain in Wicked, but she ends up being the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, so, spoiler alert.
Well, you know that going into it. It's a good time for me to let people know that when they tell me that BC should be ashamed that I am a product of it.
Yes.
I was basically a TV film / broadcasting major with like a theater minor.
Oh.
So I actually...
You've achieved everything that Boston College wanted for you.
Exactly.
I would say.
Yep.
Yes.
Precisely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Somebody suggesting that BC Boston College would be embarrassed by you?
Oh no, just that's a daily thing.
Oh,
it was a good time to share what my actual majors were.
Get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Well, here is Elphaba.
I love Terrifier's clapping.
He's a very nice villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Great job,
yeah.
Terrifier.
Yes, he is. I honestly, the only thing that seems to be terrified around him is a plate of sliders. But thank
A plus, Greg.
Thanks, Ken. All right, let's get to Elphaba and to what is trending this first hour.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. Joe Mazzulla talked about what he's taking away from this game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought just credit to Indiana. I thought they just outplayed us. I thought we were a step behind and everything. I thought their speed, their pace, they were a step ahead of us. And it wasn't our best night. I thought we missed a ton of layups. I thought we had some rebounds with two hands that we didn't get, that we tapped out. So, you know, we just didn't play our best, and Indiana played great. But there's two things, right? You could focus on that, or you could focus on the fact that we just stayed in it.
The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes tonight, so make sure to tune into that. Are you betting on the Bruins at all this season, Chime? You haven't given any bets when it comes to hockey.
I am staying away from the... So, Jones and Keith pointed this out yesterday. Great point by them. Last two seasons under Montgomery, they started 9-1 and then 9-0-1 to start the season, and it has been a money-making absolute jamboree the last 2 years. This year, yeah. Not that way. I have avoided betting the Bruins at all costs because I don't trust them in the least.
I am betting that Jim Montgomery doesn't see Christmas. How about that? Is that a good bet?
It'll be a pink-slip Christmas for Jim Montgomery.
Greg, neither will Curtis if I have a say around here.
Well, fuck drop as at 7 for the Bruins. And sad news for New York. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth.
Oh, it's sweet. Isn't it sweet?
Yeah. Pretty good. Freddie Freeman won MVP after breaking records by homering in the first four games and matching a fall classic mark with 12 RBI. And the big roast sale is now on at Shaw's and Star Market. Get beef eye of round, bottom round, top round, and bone-in chuck roast for just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Ken, with your weather.
Thank you. That idiot just looks at his phone and acts like he's a weatherman. 55 degrees, afternoon high 76.
All right. It's a Halloween show. Everybody is dressed up except for me. And we will get to, thumbs down, Art the Clown. We will get to what our leads are coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, happy Halloween. Everybody dressed up but me. And Wiggy is, I think, about to speak, if he can, through the mask. So if you're just joining, and honestly, if you have work, I understand, but if you work from home or you got some time before you go, you should watch a little bit of the show on Twitch this morning. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI or watch it on YouTube. Do the same there because Wiggy, Courtney, Shime, Curtis, everybody has outdone themselves when it comes to their costumes. Wiggy is Art the Clown from a very popular film franchise, which is called The Terrifier. There are 3 of them. Is that correct? Are you going to speak at all at any point?
Yes, I will speak.
Okay, you're going. That's
no. Whoa. Nope. Nope. Immediately no. I cannot do this for 4 hours. I will not sleep for the rest of the year. Like,
get ready, Courtney. We sing you lullabies. Lullabies.
No. No.
I feel like Up the Clown has a little bit of a Latino swing to it.
Oh. Although there's a little bit of a Latino accent when it comes to Art the Clown, I see.
And very worldly traveled.
Okay.
So all the kitties out there.
And so Art the Clown sings lullabies?
You know.
That's kind of terrifying.
I understand. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Yeah. It's for the kids.
Yes, it
that is not for the kids.
No. I don't understand, Greg, why you did not dress up.
I know.
We were almost out of character. We pulled it right back. Good job, Bruce.
Yeah. I could not do the couple's costume because we're saving that for the Halloween party tonight at Moxie's in the Seaport. And so I didn't have anything else that I could do. And so I feel bad.
Don't worry about defending yourself, Greg.
Thanks, Ken.
You should have dressed up as Bill Belichick.
Boy, what a crappy rejoin from Shime. A little on the nose much?
Curtis is dressed as Ken Laird, the lifeguard, the bland manager.
God, does he suck. Curtis with those stupid one-liners.
And Courtney is the witch from Wicked.
Elphaba.
Elphaba with green paint. Is that? I don't like asking these questions on behalf of the perverts who listen to this show, but they wanted to know, somebody wanted to know earlier, was it all over green paint or is it just the...
Just the places that you can see, but it is all over my bathroom.
It is all over... Yeah. Does it look like somebody murdered Kermit the Frog in there this
morning? Precisely,
yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine
What art?
Imagine the Incredible Hulk had a good night.
Jeez.
It is a very, well very... I imagine if Art the Clown did talk, this is what he'd sound like.
Some people say that it is watching this on YouTube is freaking them out because they can't handle masks or face paint.
Oh.
So a lot of people are like that. Like they get freaked out. If somebody is really into their costume and into their role that they're playing and then they never come out of it, like if somebody's just following, a lot of people get freaked out when they go to a Halloween theme park like Witch's Woods. And somebody is just following them around the whole time and not saying anything.
Well, like because a Halloween method actor.
Correct.
Well,
yes.
Not even a method actor. This is what I was always scared of, and I know I'm scared of everything, is that it's a perfect place for a serial killer to go work. Like, if you right. work in some type of haunted house, the ones in California are crazy, or the ones at Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're a serial killer, you go there and have a field day.
I mean, theoretically, we don't even know that that is actually Wiggy inside the Art the Clown costume. We don't know that yet.
That is true.
It could be somebody else.
It could be Crazy Joe Davola from Seinfeld.
Right.
That's what it could be.
Yes, it could be. You are right about that. This is Mike from Weston.
Oh, I want to hear from Bradford. Why are we taking Mike from Weston?
Hey.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up? I heard Courtney talking about lights earlier, so I just thought you might want to know this Halloween, I will be putting on a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gi, putting a pillow under it, and a green light on my crotch, and going out as Michelle Bunchichins.
Okay. Thank you.
I love it. Brady, what a cuck.
All right, well, if you've tuned in, it is our Halloween show, and there's a lot to get to this morning when it comes to sports. Celtics lose, and maybe it's a good thing to get that out of the way, and the talk of the undefeated season will be no more. Mm-hmm. And so I think you ran into a team that last night in the Indiana Pacers wanted it more than you did, and that's okay. Nice comeback, and you got yourself. You were Celtics were down at like 24 points at one point in that game last night. So
it doesn't worry you at all about this Celtics team. Like they can turn it on when they want. No. They came out slow. Yeah, last night.
You're gonna have nights where guys are off. Jaylen Brown was 1 for 11 or something shooting threes last night.
Yeah.
So that's that whole thing that we talked about when Joe Mazzulla took over, and the team is gonna live or die based on the threes. So
it's like I tell the kiddies, it's only one game.
Yeah, that's true. Art. Yep, it's
one game.
Just one game, Art.
That is it. They will be fine.
Curtis Silent.
They have the greatest coach in the NBA, Joe Mazzulla.
Great point. Curtis is an idiot. He was watching Hannity last night, that turd.
I don't know if I like Art the Clown better or Ken the Clown. I don't know which one. I don't know which costume I prefer better this morning.
Whatever you pick.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.
Yeah, where's your mask? Where's your N95 mask?
I don't know if you remember this, Greg. Never a mask guy. Never a mask guy.
Well, but you were at one point spraying down your fruits and vegetables with hand sanitizer.
I have brought in 2-year-old freshly Cloroxed cantaloupe. I'll be handing it to the kids in my daughter's class.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're one of those people. You don't hand out the candy?
No. Have you seen our diabetic rates in America? Thanks to that fat-ass Trump.
Jeez.
Well, make sure you go vote.
God, Curtis just goes unchallenged now. I know the ratings are much better without me, but gosh.
Oh, my God.
Ken, we miss you. We miss you on this show.
Miss you. I love you, Greg.
But you obviously have more responsibilities now.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm in charge of Curtis.
Yep.
That loser.
All right.
I love Tim Laird, boss man.
love you more. If Curtis sighs again, I'll punch him.
Let's see. Celtics offense is not a problem. They gave up 135 points. It's the defense that is the problem. Well, I mean, who plays defense in the NBA anyway?
It is only one game.
It's only one game, Art. It is only one game, Art.
And again, bringing up Jaylen Brown, like he, yeah, had an off night, still had 25 points. Like, so that's the thing. Even off nights for these guys, they're still putting up numbers. So
that's a very good point.
Yep, no, thank you.
Great point. Great point.
Tatum alone attempted 18 threes. Yeah. That seems a little excessive.
Mm-hmm. And credit to me, good intuition, stayed away from that parlay last night.
Good job, Courtney.
Yep.
Oh, you smart did.
I didn't feel good about it, and I said, you know what, holding off tonight, however.
Yeah, you have a big one
for the game
tonight.
Yep, $1,700 I could win.
Mm-hmm. How many legs are you going to do?
I already did it. Remember, I locked in.
Oh, you locked in, that's right.
Yeah.
Good job.
How many legs? Art the Clown wants to know how many legs.
The leggage of this one is looking like 6.
Okay.
And I like them. Money line for the Texans. Anytime touchdown score, Breece Hall. Aaron Rodgers passing yards under 233.5. C.J. Stroud passing yards over 225.5. C.J. Stroud passing touchdowns over 1.5. And Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns over 1.5.
Is that more or less legs than Art chopped up yesterday?
Ooh.
God,
that would
get
be less legs.
So is that what he did? He would chop people up?
Well, we do a lot of things with people.
Okay. Because the hammer makes me
we
think.
We just don't use baby oil.
My God.
Jesus.
No baby oil.
No, I leave that to Puff Daddy.
This is the show we get canceled. This is it.
No. Not happening.
No, at the crowd.
That's Curtis's crowd, job.
I have the First Amendment right to speak my truth.
Yes, you do, Art. Absolutely. Say anything you want, Art.
I wish you would have dressed up.
I know. I'm sorry, Art. I apologize. I wish I had as well.
Tonight better be a banger of a costume.
I think it is.
I imagine it is.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And we are having a little Halloween party tonight, if you'd like to join us. Courtney's going.
I am going.
Courtney and Santo in a couple's costume.
Correct.
Linz and I in a couple's costume.
Tickets still available.
Yeah, there are.
Yes.
You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
Yep.
It's only $30.
$35, yes.
$35, and it is presented by Ghost Tequila.
Bargain.
And so Courtney will be, I assume, enjoying a couple spicy marks.
Yes.
Which is her go-to. So, and Wiggy, are you going this evening? Yes. Thumbs up from Art the Clown. Shime, you probably have to focus on work.
So I am I'm actually hosting with John Lyons tonight, 6 to 7:30.
Excellent. Okay.
And I'm also, you know, currently still on antibiotics. So, okay. You know. That's a party in and of itself.
Okay. Nobody ever listens to the antibiotics, no drinking while on them.
Correct. You are so right about
that. No, but I also don't want to be in a crowd of people, cough up a lung, and like, you know, phlegm comes out.
Yeah, you seem pretty healthy to me.
Well, thank you. You know, we're on the mend.
Uh-oh. Nothing better than make somebody cough up a lung. I've done that before. Well, down their throat, pull out a lung.
Yeah. Well.
My face.
Look at this jagass 508 texter. I can't listen to this nonsense. I'm gone. Yeah, no. Apologies that some people like Halloween and they're having fun. Sorry. Sincere apologies.
Keep us posted, 508. You total loser.
Send me an email and I'll throw it upstairs, 508.
Let me run that text up the flagpole.
Yes. What is it, Art?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course, Art.
Where is the texter going?
That's a great question. I would assume perhaps to another radio program or something.
Well, I don't know if he's going to Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks.
I don't know.
Into work.
I mean, it seems like a threat, essentially.
Like I always say, not an airport. Don't need to announce your departure.
Let's see. Wiggy loves Halloween. There are several texters who love the fact that you love Halloween.
Who is Wiggy?
sorry, Art. Art loves Halloween. All right, this is what we're going to do from a procedural purposes perspective. We'll talk to Bill O'Brien next,
and then we'll get to our leads at 7. Is that okay? With-
Works for me, Greg.
I love it.
All right. This is the Halloween edition of the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. It is Halloween, and Wiggy is back. Art the Clown was here for a while, yeah. but Wiggy is back.
I am back.
Great costume. Courtney killing it as...
Elphaba.
Elphaba,
mm-hmm.
Which from the Wicked.
Wicked.
And the...
Part 1 comes out November 22nd.
And Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Also.
Yeah.
And Shime is dressed this morning as there's something in the ocean.
Something's up in the ocean, Greg.
Something's up in the ocean, and Curtis is dressed as his boss, Ken Laird, the bland manager here at WEEI.
I'm also your boss.
Yes, of course you are.
Yeah.
This, and with us right now, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, brought to you this week by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston under one roof. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Are you somebody who likes to dress up for Halloween or not?
You know, it's been a long time since I dressed up for Halloween, you know? So I would say yes when I was younger, but not right now. No, not looking at Halloween right now.
Did you ever end up going when the Patriots guys would have the traditional Halloween party? Did you ever end up going in costume?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me about that. I was hoping you would ask me about that. Because that's that scene, right, where Randy Moss is talking to Bill about Halloween and all that?
Yeah.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Well, my recollection is the assistant coaches were not invited to that party. So we had to work. We were working. We had a game that week. And I don't think that was like a rollerblade. I don't know. Bill went as a pirate. Randy went as whatever. Yeah, I was in the office trying to game plan for whoever we were playing.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is that there was a party and your hard-o boss wouldn't let you go to it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I just remember that, you know, I don't know if the boss ever said anything about, hey, you guys can't go. It's just like the invitation, I don't think, was extended to, like, me and Dante and, you know, all the other guys who are hiding fears. Like, I don't know. Maybe so my memory is wrong about that.
So when they said no days off, they meant the assistant coaches.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt that there were no days off for the assistant coaches. No doubt about it.
Well, Bill, last Friday, not the outcome I'm sure you wanted. You guys started off so hot, up 20-0 to kick things off. What happened when you came out in that second half?
Yeah, we just... We have trouble sustaining 60 minutes. We have to figure that out. That's my job. I mean, I have to do a better job of getting these guys to understand, like, how we have to play a full game. Like, we play, you know, a half a game. We play three quarters. We play one quarter. We never play 60 minutes. And so I think that's a big thing that we've been working on this week. You know, we struggle to throw the ball right now. We've got to improve our passing game. And it's just something that we're working on. We're working very hard on it. You know, look, I feel really good about the future of this program. You know, I like where these guys are at relative to their work ethic and how they're trying to learn, you know, how we're trying to get them to play. But in the end, we have to win. And if we don't win, then that's not really good. So we have to figure out how to get them to play 60 minutes as a coaching staff.
Does it worry you that you guys now have a bye week? I know you don't control that, but to have a loss, a bye week, then another loss, and then another, or two losses, then another bye week, does that worry you that there's too much time in between your last win?
Not really, just because I like the way these guys have approached this week. I feel that the energy in the team meeting room the last few days has been really good. I mean, these guys have come out and practiced well the last few days. We practiced 3 days. We'll scrimmage today, and then we'll give them Friday and Saturday off. So I don't really think it's a bad thing to have a bye. I think in this program right now, where, you know, we're in the first year of this program, I think we need all the extra practices, the extra scrimmage situations, the extra drills that we can get. So I think it kind of helps us. Hopefully that shows up next week.
Bill, what's that dynamic like, you know, now that you go from the professional to college and trying to be able to get these young kids to kind of like not get so excited where they feel like the game is over because they're up at halftime, to be able to sustain that for 60 minutes when a lot of them are younger and maybe never had dealt with adversity, where it's like different versus dealing with NFL players who might have seen that stuff. What's that dynamic like for you now, juggling a lot of some of these younger guys and having to teach them, you know, dealing with the adversity?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's very, very different. You know, in the National Football League, as you know, Wig, those guys are very, you know, for the most part, those guys are very mentally tough. That's why they're at that level. I think we have a very physically tough team. I think we really try to play hard. We don't, you know, there's never been a time where I've said, you know, hey, this guy, this is a lack of effort or we're not playing tough. We play hard, but we don't have the mental discipline right now to lock in on what we have to do, or to, you know, understand that the game is a game of a momentum, and we have to understand, hey, you know, Louisville goes down and scores. Now we need to answer that. You know, in the NFL, when you're on a good NFL team, you know, those scoring drives are answered by the offense, and we don't do that, and it's vice versa. You know, we go down and score, and then Louisville comes back and scores. You know, we have to do a good job of getting off the field. It takes a lot of mental preparation, a lot of mental focus, mental toughness to be able to play 60 minutes, and that's what we're still working on.
Speaking of the NFL, as a guy who coached there for a long time, Bill, what did you think when Anthony Richardson took himself out of that game because he was gassed?
Yeah, I've never seen that. I think, like, you know, the first thing that came to mind, Greg, when I saw that was, and I actually talked to our quarterbacks about this a little bit, is, you know, the quarterback position is really different than any position on the field, meaning, like, they have to be out there. They're the one position that everyone is counting on. Like, you don't take it for granted, but you almost take it for granted that, like, oh, this guy's going to be there for us. Like, we don't have to worry about this guy. Like, he'll, you know, if you think back to the greatest guy that ever played the position that we had here in New England, Tom Brady, like, he played through so many injuries, a lot of them that people don't even know about, and was always out there for his team, except for one year where he blew his knee out. And so, like, you know, the quarterback position has to be out there. And I'm sure Coach Steichen is telling, you know, Anthony that. And, you know, he's a young player. You know, he'll learn from it. It's never over. Like, you know, he'll come back for it, I'm sure. But that's the one thing about that position. You've got to be out there every day for your team. Your team needs to be knowing that, hey, we can depend on this guy, no question about it.
Well, it sounds like they must be taking that what he did seriously, because they're going with Flacco for the rest of the season. Like, they're essentially saying that. Am I right about that, Shai?
I think Steichen said yesterday, his words were, going forward, we're going with Joe Flacco.
Interesting. Curtis?
Billy, I just, on the quarterback topic, I watch Aaron Rodgers, and I know I'm a jaded Brady guy, but, like, what is it about guys like Brady and Mahomes, and then you look at someone as Aaron Rodgers, who's as physically gifted, if not more, and yet has struggled so much to repeat, get back to the Super Bowl, to have players around him elevated by his performance instead of him always blaming someone else?
I don't have any personal knowledge of Aaron, but I actually have, you know, obviously personal knowledge of Tom and Mahomes. We spent a lot of time when I was in Houston on you know, Mahomes in that draft process. You know, Aaron Rodgers is an incredible player. I mean, when we were in the NFL, we would always watch him and see what they were doing, especially in Green Bay, you know, obviously, like, what they were doing offensively and how he played, an incredible player. But, you know, one of the most important parts about that position is, you know, not only the talent that you have, but the personality, the type of teammate you are. Like, you know, I can remember Tom and then, you know, working with Mahomes pre-draft and all that. Like, these guys were, like, great guys. You know, they were guys that had a, you know, a vibe around them that, you know, you wanted to be around them. And then coaching Tom and the way he, you know, his sense of humor with his teammates. I can remember, like, his back and forth with Matt Castle. I mean, those are some of the funniest stories I've ever had at you know, think about it, when I was in New England. And he, you know, the type of teammate he was with, you know, Matt Light and, you know, the other side of the ball, like Mike Vrabel, and the type of back and forth there was. There was just a great personality. And I said that to you guys a few weeks ago about that retirement deal. You know, you could just see, like, there were so many great people during those years at the Patriots, people that had intelligence and compassion and senses of humor, and, you know, they understood their roles in the team. I think you know, that's very hard to put together. That's actually what we're trying to do here at BC, because I think in the end, that's what wins. You got to have talent. You got to have talent, but you have to have the right mixture of people to go out there and win.
Well, you got some time to work on it. So, yes. What?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of quarterbacks, is Castellanos okay? Did he get banged up during that game? Is he hurt at all?
He did. He did get a little banged up, Courtney. You know, he plays very hard. He plays a different style of game that, you know, than a lot of quarterbacks play. He really does, you know, have a dynamic playing style that can, you know, he gets hit. And I think he's going to be fine. It's nothing, you know, serious. But, yeah, he is a little banged up. But he'll be ready to go for Syracuse.
Lane Kiffin this week was talking about what an advantage it is to play at home on Friday nights as opposed to Saturdays. Do you agree?
I don't know. I think these weeks, like, I'm more, Greg, into the traditional week, right? Like in the NFL, playing on Sundays, and in college football, playing on Saturdays. I think these weeks, I actually have to do a better job next year of, you know, making sure that I map out these weeks better to get us in the prime position to be ready to play. We played on Thursdays. We played on Fridays. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah. It's a little bit up and down. The rest of these games are all normal. They're all on Saturdays. So, you know, it shakes out to a normal schedule the rest of the way.
Well, Courtney at least said you did a better job with the music on Friday night. Mm. She was pretty happy with it.
Wasn't the music? The music was good, right, Courtney?
It was loud, too.
Right. Yeah. Crank it up and let's go, right? And little mixture of, you know, some AC/DC, some rap, some country, right? Like, let's go.
It's very good.
All right, Phil O'Brien.
All right, guys.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. All right. Appreciate it.
That is Bill O'Brien on this show every Thursday during the college football season, and we will finally get to our leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.